Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi, my name's Janet DeCall, and I play Dina in the Band's Visit musical.
And it is going to be at the Kennedy Center from July 6th through the 17th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, remind us of the basic premise of the show. You know, you and I know what it's about, but let's pretend someone listening to this has no idea. Maybe they've heard of it on Broadway, but maybe they don't know what it's about. Give us the basic premise.
So essentially, The Band's Visit is a story of an Egyptian police band that goes to Israel to perform a concert. But because of a little mix-up at the bus station, they wind up in the wrong town and are taken in by the locals for the night.
Absolutely. And remind us a bit of the backstory of just the production itself, because this was huge when it came. I guess it started off Broadway in 2016, but once it hit Broadway in 2017, it was absolutely huge. And it won how many Tonys? An amazing number of Tonys.
Yeah. It won 10 Tonys, including Best Musical. And it's one of the shows that won the most Tony Awards in musical theater history, actually.
Yeah, what's the record at? Isn't it like 12 or something?
I think it's 13, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm going to Google it right here. Really quick. I believe it was the producers, because I remember everyone thinking Hamilton was going to break it, and it like fell one shy or something like that. Record of most Tony wins. Let's see. 12. It's 12.
Oh. 12. Okay.
Yes. The record, we just looked it up. It was 12 wins by the producers musical. I guess you were, and I know Hamilton was pretty close to that. So yeah, The Band's Visit won 10. That's right up there with the greats of all time. Why is it deserving of all that? This show really, it just succeeds across all the different categories, doesn't it? It's like firing on all cylinders.
It really, really is. It's poetic. It's such a beautiful human story. It's realistic, but the music in the show is unlike anything you've heard on Broadway before. It fuses jazz and musical theater and traditional authentic Middle Eastern music. We won the Tony and the Grammy for this musical. And so David Yazbek, our composer and lyricist, did such an incredible job of finding a truly fresh and unique sound for Broadway audiences. And I think that's one of the many reasons why this show really resonates with people across the country and as it did in New York.
Tell me, I guess, obviously it's a musical. Tell me some of the hit numbers, some of the more famous numbers, or even if they're not famous numbers, some of your favorite numbers in the show.
I think one of the most recognized songs, which was actually performed at the Tonys by Katrina Link, who won the Tony for Best Actress in this musical, is Omar Sharif. And it's just a beautiful, haunting melody about a memory that she has that kind of ignites the evening.
Omar Sharif, just a legend of, Lawrence of Arabia, yeah. And Dr. Zhivago and what, Funny Girl?
That's right. And so he is very beloved. And in the lyrics of this song, she talks about how when she was young, and growing up in Israel, they would play these old Egyptian movies. And it's actually that something that really, really happened in history. We have audience members who come and say, oh my gosh, it's so true. I remember growing up in Israel and watching these movies on Friday nights, and our family would gather together. So it's really kind of neat that tidbit of actual life happened. And it's such a core moment in our show. Something Different is actually one of my favorite songs in the show. And I get to sing that as well. And it's a beautiful internal moment for my character and her expression of how she's feeling in the moment relating to these people who are unlike her. And again, this show is absolutely beautiful, and the music is what brings us together and forms that human connection.
Definitely, definitely. Thanks for running through the music numbers. What do we see visually, and we're a radio station, so you're gonna have to, maybe paint a picture, with words, but, what do we see in terms of you know, maybe the 90s period sort of sets or costumes, you know, tell me about the visual elements.
Well, you know, that we have a song about, it's one of the opening songs where you're introduced to these characters. It's called Welcome to Nowhere. And that pretty much tells you.
Does it all.
Tells you everything, you know, but it's in this very quiet sort of desolate, they're in the desert and it's hot, but it's in this desolate place that really gives you, because it's so stagnant there, it makes you focus on communication and human connection. And so it's not the razzle dazzle that you're used to seeing on Broadway stages as far as spectacle, but this musical is beautiful and joyful and funny and emotional and genuine, and it's very unique. And so that's the sort of experience that audiences can look forward to when they come to see our show.
Fantastic. And you mentioned, you know, obviously you're playing the, you know, the lead role that had won a Tony for the actress. What was it? Katrina Link?
Katrina Link.
Yeah. In the original show. Do you, obviously that's big shoes to fill, but how much do you sort of, you know, try to make it your own? I mean, I assume that's really all you can do. You're not
that's
trying
right.
to be, you know, trying to emulate that performance, but yeah, I guess just take me into having such big shoes. But I mean, the character itself is probably so juicy enough that there's plenty to play with.
I mean, that's dead on. I mean, I can't be anybody else. I can only be myself. You know, I absolutely revere Katrina and her performance in this, and she's just so incredible. But I am who I am, and I get to fill this character with my sort of life experiences and emulate the women in my life that helped me shape this character. And so it's really amazing to be able to step into these shoes and at this point in my career, put everything that I've lived into this character to make her come to life in my own distinctive way.
Absolutely. And you said that, you know, all you can do is base it on your own life experience. So tell us a little bit more about your, you know, your life journey. I know, so your parents are from Cuba, but you were born in LA, right? So I guess growing up, how did you get into theater to begin with?
Well, my parents grew up in Cuba and they met in Los Angeles and had my brothers and I, but my house was filled with music all of the time, all kinds of music. And I have had some instrumental teachers very early on that sort of veered me in the direction of musical theater. I love to sing and dance. That's what I saw at home. We would have these massive parties with music and people dancing and food and joy and laughter. And so I was always very much drawn to that. My mother is sort of the center of our family and just is such a joyful spirit and such a resilient woman in her own way. And so, you know, my parents saw that I enjoyed singing and dancing. And so I was lucky to have their support. You know, all I heard growing up was do what you love because you can, because we live in this country and you can make your dreams come true. That's why we are here. So if theater is what you want to do, then we support you in that. And, you know, I'm so grateful that that's what I had in my ear growing up. And so, you know, I just took advantage of the resources I had around me. We didn't have very many means, but you know, I got involved in the school theater, and those teachers pushed me to go into a performing arts high school, which I did. And you know, little by little, you start to make your way in the world and make your connections. And it's because of those relationships that I've been fortunate to build a little life in the theater.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind everybody that well, you made your Broadway debut in the Beach Boys jukebox musical Good Vibrations in 2004. But the big one, you know, your big acclaimed role, of course, was when you won a Drama Desk Award as Carla, the salon worker in the Heights, the famous Lin-Manuel Miranda musical that, you know, launched Hamilton and everything else. Just memories of that role really quick.
The best time of my life, quite honestly. In the Heights was the first audition that I went on when I moved to New York. This was before In the Heights was anything but reading in the basement of the drama bookshop.
Right. No one knew about it.
Nobody knew about it. The few of us that did know about it knew it was something very, very special early on. I met Lin when he was fresh out of college from Wesleyan, you know, yes. In the Heights was his college thesis.
Wow. What was he like so young too? You know, like you're kind of discovering his genius right as he is.
Yeah. You know, I was lucky to have a front row seat on that roller coaster, and he's same person he was from back then, the biggest heart, the most generous, the most loving, smart, funny, witty, all the things that we all now know. I was privy to quite some time ago. So I am just so incredibly proud of him and who he is, and not just professionally, but personally, he's an example of a human being, and there is nobody more deserving than him for all of the accolades.
Absolutely. Well, it's really cool. Your voice will forever be on that, you know, that the original Broadway soundtrack. You know, it'll go down in history. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, you've done plenty since then, all the way up to the band's visit now. It's gonna be at the Kennedy Center, July 6th through the 17th. So get your tickets now. I guess anything else before we run? I guess just speak directly to our listeners. I like to end that way.
Yeah.
Just pretend I'm not even here. You know, reach through the microphone, speak directly to them. Like, hey, everybody, come on out. And here's why you'll have a good time.
Great. Excellent. Yes. Please come visit us at the Kennedy Center, this historic theater. We're so excited to be there and bring the band's visit back to the Kennedy Center. We will be there July 6th through the 17th. It's an incredible story. It's a human story, and you won't regret sitting in that theater watching this particular show.
Awesome. Hey, thanks again for doing this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, Jason.